This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything, from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. This one is with Jeremy, myself, and we'll turn on her microphone in a couple of minutes, just for a short period of time. It's Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
So Katie's in my seat, I'm in Adrian's seat, and you're welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter. This is the daily podcast where we debate topics that are raised by listeners. Most of the issues that we discuss on this podcast are raised by you guys, and this one is no different. And I want you to have a listen to the topic and let me know what you think. Now, as you know, summer camps. You have kids that are in summer camp. I have kids in summer camp. I actually knew we were going to be talking about this, obviously, this morning. So I decided to add up how much all my kids' summer camps are costing this summer. And it will shock a lot of you.
It's probably only for year two, is it? Because your young one is probably
still She does them as well. But we'll get into it in a second. This is from Rachel. And she says, "Hi, lads. Can you please talk about this? I am a single mother of three kids and I don't have a lot of money because I'm on social welfare. Anyway, my kids are awful upset that their friends are doing summer camps all over the summer and they aren't. I just can't afford it, but they are asking why everyone else can do them and I'm heartbroken. It's not fair that some kids miss out and they can't understand why they can't do them. I'm so upset for them. I think the government should have allowances for low-income families as so that kids can do summer camps so that they don't get left out. It's just so unfair on some kids to miss out while other kids go. Does anyone agree they are all only kids and should be equal?" And that is from Rachel. We put that up on our Facebook page as we do with every topic. And the reaction was a lot of people...
That message there is from Rachel, the one under it. That's from Meg.
Oh, Meg. Sorry, Meg was...
You're reading the one under it.
Sorry, yeah. From Meg. And we put it up on our Facebook page and the reaction was unbelievable, wasn't it? Like a lot of people very annoyed with Meg, thinking she's cheeky. And then a lot of people saying, well, hey, yeah, kids, all kids should be treated equal. Now, I knew we were going to be talking about this topic, so I decided to calculate how much our summer camps are for our three kids. So I have three kids and they're all at summer camp age. Even the youngest one, she does summer camp ballet and stuff like that.
Okay.
And for the three of them, by the time my young fella's in about 10 different football summer camps as well. Now, he doesn't have to do all them, but summer camps are essential, especially...
Keeping the kids entertained. Well,
especially if you have working
amused,
parents. If you have working parents, summer camps are a godsend. So this summer, on summer camps for our three kids, we'll have spent nearly €1,700.
Yeah, I'd well believe it. Yeah, I have two, and it's sure, for 1 week alone, for one of my daughters, £120 for 3 hours a day. Kay. Like, it's, you add that up, you do that 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's two kids, like, it's...
Okay, so if you are a single parent, now, there's a book coming for me. If you are a single parent, obviously you would struggle to do that. However, here's what I would say. Mm-hmm. You know summer is coming. Summer doesn't just happen. You know it's coming, so you make allowances for that. You obviously don't get them into every camp. So growing up when I was a kid, there were kids in my road. I had a very normal upbringing. Didn't get brought on holidays.
Yeah.
You know, our holidays were to Mosny or whatever the case may be, or down to Cork. And there were kids on our road who would go on foreign holidays every single year. Remember, they were going to, this was back in the 80s now, when foreign holidays
weren't in every family type of thing.
You know, my best friend used to go off to Corfu in June, and you go away for 2 weeks. I wasn't brought to Corfu. I didn't get upset about it. I just knew that some people have more money than we do. And I'm sure you weren't brought everywhere for summer holidays.
Well, we went to, because my dad's French, we went away to France a lot. So we went around France a lot to camps. And
okay, so silver spoon case.
I did get to go on holidays. Yeah, I did. To be fair, twice a year we would have gone away. But I mean, my parents would have worked to be able to do that. Like, so you get what you work for in this life. Sorry. Why don't we just give Meg, I'm going to give her some vouchers for the Shelburne as well. Where does this end?
So you've no sympathy?
No. Where does it end? So what, because then her friend's kids have a PlayStation, should the government give her PlayStation so that her kids aren't left out?
No. Interesting. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but when you were talking to her about 2 hours ago about this, you didn't say that any of that to her.
Well, I told her to come on. I said to her to come on with us. I said, you'll be chatting. She didn't want to, but she...
No, she didn't want to be judged, were exact words. Okay, so you think, feck the kids.
It's not feck. The kids are innocent. They didn't, you know what I mean? It's not their fault. But like, you want extras in life, you work for it. Sorry, no, like, no. I don't want my taxes going to pay for somebody's kids to go to summer camp. Let my taxes come back to help my kids go to summer camp.
I think she's just looking for subsidies. Like, again, she has three kids, the same amount of... in fairness, we should have asked her. Maybe if you are listening, Meg, you'll give us the answer to this. Where is baby daddy? Is baby daddy paying any money? But being a single parent is very, very difficult. And if she has the same amount of kids as I have, how is she going to afford 1,700 quid for the summer?
Well, that's life. Such is life, I'm afraid. You tell your kids that, well, mammy or daddy can't afford it. Simple as. They live, they get over it. There's literally kids in Gaza now starving and, you know, God knows what else, or we all know what else is going on, and you're going to, you know, it's shit that you can't afford for your kids. But
tough shit,
yeah. Like, what's next? Do you want a holiday because the neighbours are going on holiday? You want a fancy car? Do you want us to send you out for a fancy meal because your neighbours are going out for a fancy meal? No, that's not how life works.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Let's get into this. It's a topic we've never discussed before. It's something that many of you are facing, the cost of summer camps.
People are so entitled though, aren't they? Aren't they so entitled? I want the government to give me... Like, what's the end of her message? I read it out again.
That I think the government should have allowances for low-income families like me to do summer camps. So
they have allowances for low-income family. You get the back to school. We don't get the back to school.
You don't need the back to school. You're in
a
good job.
Hang on. I'm in a good job, but the back to school would help everybody. It's my and me going to work and you going to work that allows people to have the back to school. It's our taxes. So why shouldn't the people who are providing the back to school funds be able to avail of some of those funds themselves? It's so wrong.
So no help should be given?
No. You want the extras in life, if you want the luxuries, you go to work. You go to work and you earn them. You don't get them for nothing. Otherwise, then what's the incentive to work? Sure, we'll all just give up work. And I'm going to give up work. I'm going to go home, get me free PlayStation, me free holiday, me free summer camp for the kids.
Okay.
I think we should set up a GoFundMe.
Okay. We want to hear from you on this. 085-825-2626. Is Caitlin being heartless?
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Let's go to Catherine. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good.
Good. What do you make of this? You heard Katie's opinion. She has very little sympathy for this mother, Meg. What do you make of that?
I do agree with Katie. I really do. I don't think the government should fund any money for camps for children. The government gives enough money. Single parents get enough money. You know what I mean? She's well able to save up, like, start saving from January when you know the summer camps are coming in the summertime. You know, even people that work struggle. Like, we're all struggling and we all can't expect the government to give it to us when we want it. You know, to take our children on these things or do these things with our children.
But if you're a single parent, I don't know the situation Meg is in, but maybe she can't work because she's minding the kids.
No, I'm not saying that she should work, obviously. I'm saying that even if she's not working, she is getting money. She's getting money out of the government. She's probably getting loan payments, children's allowance. You should be well able to save 10 euros a week when you know these things are coming up in the summertime and that your children want to go.
Where does it stop? Does she say, well, I can't drink fancy wine because my neighbour's drinking fancy wine, so I think I should be able to because I'm left out? Like, or at Christmas time when it comes to Santa Claus coming, does she say, well, my kid, Santa's not being as kind to my kid, so I want extra money?
Okay, but Catherine,
girls get Christmas bonuses, by the way.
But Catherine, you were saying a tenner a week, if she even saved a tenner a week, yeah? By 50 weeks is only 500 quid. That's not going to cover.
That will get you 2 weeks in a
camp. That's 500 euros. It mightn't buy a lot, but it'll buy a few bits. You know, it will buy a few bits.
I'm sorry, but she doesn't. I'm not being funny, but a lot of these people who use camps actually use camps because they have to work. She's not working, so what's stopping her entertaining her own kids? Since when did we become a free for all?
I don't work. I have four children. I have two that go to school and two that are away doing their own life. And when I know that my children want, now my kids don't do camp, but if they did want to do the camp, I'd start saving after I got Christmas over. 10 or 15 euros on my loan payments and 15 on my allowance that would take the pressure off me when the time comes and you won't have too much money then to put to it, you know?
It's just for me, it's the entitlement of people. Like, yeah. You're already getting everything for nothing. How much more do you want? How much more? Where does it stop? When do you say enough is enough?
She's looking for it to be subsidised. Not fully subsidised. I mean, you heard her message. She's not looking for everything to be handed free, but she just... Katie, you know what it's like, and Catherine, you know what it's like having kids when one of the kids on the road is doing something... And
if my kids can't do something or can't have something for whatever reason, whether it's financial or not financial, they get told no. End of story. I'm the mother. I say no. That's life. The kids are better off learning now that you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. You're not always going to get everything you want in life. It's a harsh lesson, but it's reality. And freeloaders need to stop expecting everything for nothing and then give out when then it's not enough.
So let's not treat all children equally.
It's all kids should be equal, but unfortunately in life, they are not all equal. They should be equal, but circumstances make the situations unequal. We can't have a situation where people who choose not to work or don't work for whatever reason have the same quality of life as people who bust their asses 24/7. That's not fair. That's just not fair. The harder you work, the more you get out of life. It's a simple lesson, but it's true.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Graham, what do you make of this?
Yeah, no, I'm with... what's that person's name that contacted you?
Meg. That's the most.
Meg, yeah. I'm with her. I'm with her completely. Because the summer camps that I went years ago, they were reduced to 400 euros. So they should be reduced, at least, the price of them.
Okay, so they should be reduced. And who is covering the cost of that? Is that the taxpayer? We're picking up the bill for it?
It was by an organization that I went to in college years ago.
Okay, so it's a charity that funds them, is that?
Yeah,
okay.
It is, yeah.
So who should pay for Megan's kids? Providing, and I'm assuming it's about 1,500 quid if it's the same price as my kids, who should fund that 1,500 quid to get Meg's kids to summer camp?
Like the government should. So I do agree, because the government... Like, guys, government wastes money on stupid things. Like, for example, changing the organization's name. They waste millions. Like, give money to someone else?
They do waste millions. Yes, they do waste millions on a lot of shite. You know, they waste millions on bicycle chairs and stuff like that. But when you say it should be the government paying for Megan's summer camps, that's me paying for it and that's Katie paying for it.
Yeah.
And I can see steam coming out of Katie's ears. Katie distinctly said she doesn't want to pay for Megan's kids to go to summer camp.
I don't. Because myself and Jeremy are already essentially paying for Megan's kids to go to school and Megan's kids to do everything else. And that might sound harsh, but without taxpayers' money, she wouldn't get what she's getting now, or people who are living on social welfare wouldn't get. And I don't begrudge anyone social welfare. Everybody needs to live, absolutely, and kids need to be educated and clothed and fed and all of that. And I totally, obviously, that's not even negotiable. That's life. That's what they need. But when it comes to the extracurriculars and the luxuries, like, you know, the summer camps, like Christmas presents from Santa and stuff like that, where do we draw the line where one child gets and the other? That is life. I saw when I was growing up, kids sometimes had toys that I didn't have. Am I affected by it now? No, I learned that sometimes you win, sometimes you don't.
That's a lot different now though, because kids who get bullied if they're left out. By the way, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying kids, you know, it is the one kid. And in fact, we did it. I'll come back to you in a second. Didn't we do a podcast about a year ago from a mother crying because her child, she couldn't afford to send her child on a school trip to Paris. About a year ago, we had a podcast.
Oh, yes.
That. Yeah, it was a school trip to Paris, a secondary school, and she couldn't. There were school trips in my school when I was a kid as well. Mm-hmm. I only got to go to one of them.
But you're fine. It hasn't affected you to this day, has it?
Yeah. Okay, so the kids need to get over it, Ed.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As a grown man, I'm still upset that I couldn't go on a specific holiday with an organization because it's like £5,000 based in UK, and I couldn't afford it. And I'm still affected by that. So I don't blame.
How are you affected
that
by that
at all? Because I really wanted to go on that specific holiday.
But I wanted to go to Orlando, Florida when I was 5 years old. I didn't get to. I'm sorry to be so blunt, Edward, but that's life. That is life.
Well,
what do you mean you're affected by it? I just don't understand. What do you mean?
Like, look up Travelize. They do great holiday. And when I was getting emails, it was really upsetting me that I can't afford it because it was like £5,000. I couldn't afford it at all. And I eventually unsubscribed from their emailing list because
that's like me looking at my neighbor driving around in a new Range Rover and being upset because I can see the Range Rover. Edward, that's life. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off and you say, well, do you know what? I'm going to work harder and someday I'll get it.
So hang on, Ed. Are you trying to say that if Megan's kids, Megan has three kids, and by the way, single mothers do struggle. I'm not saying that. But if Megan's kids wake up next week and say, we really want to go to Disneyland, should myself and Katie foot the bill for that? I mean, should I give Megan
You're not paying. Yous are not paying out of your own fucking pocket.
It is out of our own pockets.
When we get our payslip at the end of the month, on it's literally at the bottom of our payslip.
Like, honest to God, like, it's the government that it's actually afford. Like,
I would rather see my taxes, Edward, go back into my pocket for back to school allowance towards the work. I would rather see taxpayers get back to school allowance. I would rather see workers, whether you're on 100 grand a year, whether you're on 30 grand a year, whether you're on 150,000 a year, it doesn't matter. I think the people who contribute should be the people who get back.
Okay, stay there for a second, Edward. A lot of people are very angry with you. I mean, should we send Megan's kids to Florida?
No, we shouldn't. Send Megan's kids. We shouldn't send them anywhere. Meg should get a job if she wants to take her kids to fancy places.
Okay, Samantha, what do you make of Ed there? That we should fund these things. Let the kids go to summer camps.
He needs a flat in the head to wake him up. God love him. He's probably one of these that's getting everything off the government and assumes it's there on task. That's what I feel about him listening to him. As for Megan needs to go to the doctor and go on the pill and stop having kids until she can afford them and afford to do what she wants with them.
Now, I don't know her circumstance. If she did have a job before she had the kids, certainly having three kids and not having a job is not ideal. We've no idea where baby daddy is. But all she's looking for is a bit of help. I mean, we do help out people with creche. You know, creche is
subsidized. I'm all for helping people out, but three kids on the social welfare, scratching her arse doing nothing all day. You know summer's coming all year round, just like you know Christmas is. Go out and get a job or do a job at home. But don't be going asking the government for money because it's just not fair. I believe I'm self-employed. My husband's self-employed. My son is self-employed. Nobody gives us anything. So,
and by the way, why should Samantha, she get handled? If you lost your job being self-employed, you'd be entitled to nothing.
I'm sure you want to see it when COVID kicked in and everything. Having to beg for help.
It's
ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. The people who put in get nothing back when times get hard.
Okay, let's get back Edward back
it's
in.
Just
Edward.
Disgraceful. And then you have your man there on the phone thinking it's the government's money. It's our fucking money.
Well, Edward, it's our taxes.
First off, how fucking dare you say that she needs to get on the pill? How fucking dare you? Like, seriously, do you even hear yourself? Like, seriously. Like,
do you hear yourself, you fool?
I do hear myself. Yourself. You don't. You have you zero fucking sympathy.
Are you, on the dole? I assume sympathy. You are. Did you get a house for nothing off the government? I assume you did.
I'm not telling my own business to you, okay? I'm not telling my own business. You have fucking zero sympathy. No, I'm not.
No, I would have like, zero sympathy seriously. For anybody that wants to be on the dole, do nothing. Having three children, the audacity, three children on the dole. No way. Absolutely no way.
Hang on there a second. Hang on there a second. Hang on there a second. So you're telling me, for me specifically, I tried to apply for jobs and I got rejected saying, oh, we're not trained to work with people with disabilities. So you're saying that's my fucking fault?
Of course it's your fault. Why didn't you get some training before you applied for these jobs? Or why don't you get a job that doesn't need any training, but you actually get money and you don't get it off social welfare?
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you listening to what I'm saying? I was contacting
places. Do you think anybody that goes out to walk on building sites wants to walk on a building site at 6 o'clock in the morning in the winter?
You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not listening.
No, but you're not listening to me. So I'm just going to put you straight here now because I am sick of you. And the likes of you,
will you
in this country
listen to me? Will
getting
you fucking listen to me?
Left, right and centre while I'm walking my arse off and I get fuck all when I need it. So
hang
you
on.
Can go and ask my hole.
You can go and ask my hole as well. You're not listening to me. You're not fucking listening to me. I was contacting places to apply for a job and the reply that I got, we're not trained to work with people with disabilities. So they were rejecting me. So that's not my fault. That's their fucking fault.
Why you apply for a job if you've no training in the job? Oh my God, give your head a wobble, man.
They are not trained to work with people that are visually impaired. Do you not hear what I'm saying?
Say it again, then I've obviously mixed up.
So Ed is visually impaired.
Right. Ed is visually impaired, so Ed needs to look for a job that is suitable for him with his needs.
Yes.
But are you not listening to...
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
When I was contacting... Say, for example, Bank of Ireland. When a friend, even a friend of mine, when he contacted Bank of Ireland, they said, oh, sorry now, but we can't accept you because we haven't got an experience working with people with visual impairments. So what the hell? That's not my fault. That's not my fucking fault. That's not my friend's fault. That's their fault.
But you have to look for something that's appropriate for you. I'm not very good, Ed, at NUC, so they're not going to give me a job in a bank if I ever need to go for a job in a bank. Because I'm not very good at
amount of discrimination.
So I'm not going to go looking for that.
Okay, we're getting off the point. The point is, I don't know if you heard the bit about Ed, Samantha, talking about a trip that he really wanted to go on. That was $5,000. $5,000 the trip was, and he's still distraught over the fact that he didn't get to go on that trip.
Well, now, lads, my heart's bleeding for the seizures. I swear to God, it's really bleeding for him. How about you save and you get your trip yourself by working hard, putting away your money,
I did save and I still can't fucking afford it. Are you not listening to me? Oh my God, guys, I can't fucking handle that fucking bitch.
You need two jobs, and I tell you one thing, you're lucky you're on the end of a phone talking like that, because you'd be getting slapped all over the place, you would, with that language to a woman. No wonder you can't get work.
In fairness, Ed, you just called Samantha there an effing bitch. I think you should apologise for calling a woman that.
I'm not fucking apologising, guys. She was saying to me that...
How dare you?
You're saying towards that woman that she needs to get a little bit. Fuck off!
Oh, do you know what? You're lovely. No wonder you're walking. You're wonderful.
He stay there for a second, Samantha. He's after hanging up.
I don't know what. I'm still like, what happened there?
Yeah. Okay, here's Kieran.
Hi, guys. I would almost guarantee that, Megan, like a lot of people on social welfare, and I'm on social welfare myself, don't budget their money very well. I'm not saying they should be penalised for that, but, I brought my kids on holiday every year on social welfare. I you know, they went without in other areas. They didn't get the latest, whatever, Nike this and Nike that. Okay, so they may have suffered that way. But my kids and myself and my wife went on holidays every year when the kids were young. Did they go on summer camps? Not every year, but they did have summer camps. You know, a lot of people on social welfare don't manage. If you walk into their living rooms, there's Xboxes. Parents are, you know, 20 fags a day. They drink a lot. You know, there's sacrifices to be made. But you, on social welfare, absolutely. But you can live a life on social welfare, the basics. And like someone else said, not everybody is equal, but you can make a life on social welfare and manage. If you want more than that, get out and get a job.
Now, Kieran, I know it's a podcast we've done before. A lot of people will be very annoyed, or not very annoyed, but just asking questions, including myself, that someone on social welfare was able to afford to bring their kids on holidays. I don't know how that's actually possible, because social welfare is supposed to be a safety net that gets you through tough times until you get a job. I don't know. My thing would be, if you could afford to bring your kids away on a foreign holiday while on social welfare, your social welfare is too generous.
Yeah,
would you agree?
Definitely.
You shouldn't be, because there's people working 9 to 5, 40 mm-hmm. hours a week
yeah.
Who couldn't afford that. Samantha's still on the line. I know Vivian has a message for you, Samantha.
Hey, lads. Listen, I don't know who you're one that just keeps fucking screaming over Ed, what her name is, but maybe if she shut the fuck up for a minute, she might actually listen to what he's saying. What he's saying is all the jobs he's applying for, no matter what he's doing, it's nothing to do with his way of adding up or how he adds up. It's that the jobs, the actual companies, don't have the facilities to deal with someone who is visually impaired. Did I say it slow enough so she can fucking understand?
Well, Samantha, that's for you.
I wouldn't understand a word that woman said there. I think she needs to go to elocution lessons.
Stop.
Well, on the other hand, I have to say that man is probably applying for JobStart. He's not equipped to do, so he should apply for something else to do. Or maybe it's easier to sit at home and let the government pay for everything for you, which is what I'm seeing a lot of lately.
No, but there are people like himself who are genuinely on disability allowance. You couldn't have a problem with people getting disability.
That's fine if you're on disability allowance. That's fine. No problem there.
Oh, people who are on illness benefit or disability, that's different, because yeah. They're not working through no fault. I'm talking about the leeches who choose not to work and to just take everything.
So do you consider Meg, by the way, Meg, who's a very loyal and regular listener to this podcast, is she a leech?
Well, when I asked her circumstances, she told me she couldn't work because she has 3 children.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there are plenty of people, single parents, who work and have children. I just don't buy it. I think if there's a will, there's a way. I think there's definitely where there's, she could work from home, she could do something. This thing of, oh, I can't work because I'm a mother. No, sorry. If you want to work, you'll work. Yeah. And how many years, like I asked her when the last time she was in employment was, and she said she's never been in employment because she fell pregnant at 19. Mm. Like, come on.
I know this is a podcast we have done before, but I just want to address Donna's issue. Donna Wallace said, people are entitled to go on holidays while on social welfare or not. They could be actively looking for a job, but all the foreigners are taking them. Oh yeah, the foreigners are taking all the jobs. The foreigners are taking everybody's job. The foreigners are taking. No, my point, Donna Marie, was, is that if you are on social welfare, you shouldn't be able to afford. Social welfare
it means to an end.
It's a safety net. It's a safety net. So if you can afford to bring, in fact, we had a woman on the show a couple of years ago on this podcast who brought her kids, was able to bring her 3 kids to Florida for 3 weeks on social welfare. If you can afford to bring your kids on holidays, and you're on social welfare, there's something seriously wrong with the system.
I think the sun has everybody cray-cray today.
And as well, what's
some anger today.
The foreigners are taking all the jobs. The foreigners aren't taking the jobs, Donna. What job do you want to do? If someone, I've always said this argument, if someone could come over to this country where English is their second language, where they're coming from a foreign land, and they can get a job before you, Donna, maybe you need to retrain yourself.
The employment rate now is at its lowest of all time.
Just believe foreigners are taking the jobs. What job do... Can we get her on, actually?
I just think people need to have, like Darren says there on Facebook, and he's right, she's no ambition.
Calm down.
No, but like, just have a bit of pride in earning something for yourself. Like, don't expect handouts. When you come home at the end of the month and you open your paycheck, yeah, it's shit to see all your taxes going, but it's cool. You did that yourself.
But that comment just annoys me. Straight from the handbook of blame foreigners on everything.
Everything comes back.
Taking the jobs. Are we still using that argument now? Taking the jobs. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy.
Good. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, I'm on disability 30 years, and I know that before I was on the dole as well. I've done a few jobs, but I had mental health issues where I wasn't able to stay long on the jobs, and I ended up on disability in 95. And I know what Katie comes across as a bit hard when she says you don't have them. But sometimes walk and is a DNA structure in you. Some people are naturally drawn to getting up, going out, getting
packed. So some people are lazy, is what you're saying.
No, did you hear what I just said? I'm agreeing with you in a way.
You're saying some people aren't employable.
Alan, what you said is it's...
I'll put it to you like this, Katie.
Yeah.
When the welfare system was set up, mm-hmm. some people seen it as a job. Going to get their dole and paying their bills, and they manage it.
Oh yeah, they think they're hard done by because they're not getting more. Like, are you like these people?
The one thing I know is that the welfare system in this country doesn't have a regulation in it. You don't get, like in say in other countries, you get cut off after 6 months and you have to get a job then. No, it's a lifestyle.
Sorry, Alan, for cutting across. Let's get back to the point of Megan. She's obviously not working. She says she can't work because she has 3 kids. Should our taxes go towards her children's summer camps? Yes or no?
No, that's ridiculous. Taxes are there to provide essential goods and services, not to distract people who are not willing to go and get a job outside of their 3 children.
I also go as far as to say that somebody like Meg, who's employable and hasn't bothered trying to get work, they should only get the dole for a certain amount of time and then it should be cut off.
Katie, you know this is Ireland, right? Mm. And the public sector in Ireland is a social welfare system as well. We have people in the health service executive getting $500,000 for sitting in an office. They don't do anything. They don't produce goods or services. They sit in an office, sample a few letters. And it's my father worked in the Department of Social, in the Department of the Marine. And he did very little. He sat in an office all day, going to get letters delivered, and he got nearly 800 a week. The welfare system is not just social welfare. The whole public sector is incredibly expensive, and it's used to make people like in the TDs, they get up to 100 million a year in TDs wages. The public sector is a cash cow.
Okay, I get that. We are slightly moving off the point. Let's have a listen to Martin. Hey, Martin.
Hi, folks. I agree with that woman there. You want to get on the pill, or she should have kept her legs short if she couldn't afford the kids. I mean, a single mother of 3 in a council house, she's probably fucking coining it in any way. But as for the likes of myself here and everyone else paying taxes to fund her kids, we're already funding her lifestyle, as is. Do you know, a fucking few bottles of Wicked or fucking pack of John Player Blue, whatever she fucking wants. Like, it's tough enough to put her own kids through summer camp. They're 70, 80 quid a fucking pop. Some of them over 100 quid a pop. So why should I struggle to put my own kids through a summer camp? Just so someone who doesn't have a fucking job, just so they can go and play with their kids. Fucking hell, I'm paying for everyone here, lads. Good luck.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions. Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
There's a lot of anger.
People don't want to pay for other people's kids when they have their own kids to pay for. Who knew? I want my back to school allowance. hey, if Meg can get her back to school allowance for doing no work, why don't I want my back to school allowance?
But the idea is that not everybody,
even if it's just nothing, just a token to workers. It's not even about the money. It's about the token, the acknowledgement.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money. It's about the acknowledgement for people who are getting up and going to work and contributing to society. That's all it's about.
Can someone
the acknowledgement?
Hang on a second.
For people who contribute to Ireland and make it what it is today. I'm going to run for president.
Why? Presidents don't control the money.
Well, I'm going to run for leader of the world.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, sorry, you've been on hold for ages. How are you?
I'm still laughing at Vivian's voicemail.
Jesus, it was vicious. It was vicious, wasn't it?
It was one of those ones that you listen to. You're just plodding along, listening. Like, holy moly.
I just thought it was brilliant.
I was terrified. Okay, what do you make of Meg? Now, I've been saying this, being a single parent must be very, very hard.
Right. I've been in this situation myself, all that. I will say something though, Katie, you're after 9 a day, because there is situations where people, I was one of them, genuinely didn't have a village to mind my kids and to look after them when they were little. True. It is. I didn't have anyone to babysit
but Sarah,
my kids.
As soon as your kids were independent, you went and educated yourself and you did.
But that's what I mean.
But there is other people like me.
Well, it was a good 10 years.
But you still had a plan. You had a plan that when your kids were a bit older, you were going to go back to education, you were going to work. It was a means to an end for you. You always planned to go back to work. I'm talking about people who have no ambition to go back.
Need to, well, they're just grounders.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, but hang on, lads. Look at Meg's situation. Now, we don't know the ins and outs of it.
Now, Meg's talking shite. Oh. I didn't hear exactly what she said. Did she just say she wants the government to pay for summer camp?
Okay, so she has 3 kids. She's a single parent. All the kids' friends are going to summer camp, and I gave a price at the start of the show, around 1700 quid to get all my kids in summer camp this year for all the different bloody camps they're doing, and she cannot afford to send her kids to summer camp, to any of the summer camps, and thinks that
you're mad if you're paying that for herself.
No, but it's not just one camp. That's football camps, that's ballet camps.
I wouldn't give a shite. I refuse to pay that, even if I had it.
Here, I'd pay any money just to get them out of the house over the summer. That may not be annoying me, to be honest with you. You can have them if you want for the summer. No problem.
Send them up.
But the point is, her kids are disappointed they're not getting any summer camps. So should the government help in any way?
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Why? I just don't even have words. Is she off her fucking head?
Mm. Well, you hear, I don't know if you were listening to Ed, and he's back on the other line. He said,
Now, he needs therapy, God love him. Oh, I know he's got a disability. I have 2 kids with disabilities myself. I understand when it comes to impairments and all that shite. I do. I really do. But he needs to build a bridge and get the fuck over it. Like, come on. There's plenty of work out there for people with disabilities. We're in a new age. It's not like it was in the 80s or 70s or whatever, where you're looked upon and you're outcast. It's not like that anymore. Visually impaired, deaf, any of that. There's plenty of jobs out there. There is. And anyone comes for me saying that, there's not talking shite as well. Because people can sue them if they say no to you anyways. But there's plenty of work out there. Otherwise, it's discrimination. And so that's a load of shite. But him saying that it's still traumatising them. Now, at ages, I wasn't allowed to go to the summer project or what was that thing called? The Sunshine Bus. What was that place in Balbriggan? The yellow bus or whatever it was called.
It's not the summer project.
I was never allowed on that. My father would never let me go there. He said that was a fucking couriers. There wasn't a hope in hell. My father, but he didn't pay for summer camps either, and he walked his ass off.
Now, are you traumatised because you didn't get to go to summer camps?
No, I'm very grateful.
There you go, Edward. She got over the fact that she didn't get to go to summer camps.
Well, okay, let me tell you this.
I'm going to offer you some therapy. I will pay for you to get some therapy to get over.
To be honest, for your information, I did take therapy, okay? I did actually take therapy, but I'm still affected by that.
Well, it didn't
I'm
work, just a sensitive so I person. Can recommend a good one. I can recommend a very good therapist, because you're talking shite. I know you're visually impaired. I have 2 kids with disabilities myself. One of them was working from the age of 14. So you're talking shite. There's plenty of jobs out there. You're applying for jobs that haven't got... this is just from what you said. You applied for jobs that you're not qualified, that you needed to go to college.
But the thing is, even a friend of mine tried to apply in the Bank of Ireland.
No, we're not talking about friends.
You're not listening to me. Like, they said to him, we're not trained to work with people with visual impairments. So, what does that tell you? Like, I've been trying to say this like a broken record.
Yes, and they're being honest. They aren't trying. That is being honest. They're not trying to for a disability of that avenue.
Well, then here's my question. It's not my fault then, is it?
They're getting rid of humans anyways. Hang on, it is your fault. You go and train in something in an avenue that, are you serious now? Come on. Go and train in an avenue where you know that they're going to have those, whatever ailments that they need for you.
My point is that they should be trained in any type of job. Like back in my parents' day.
Let me ask you something. Can you see? Are you completely blind?
Only like lights and shadow movements, but that's really it.
Okay,
Here's the thing.
You can read Bridle and things like that, or whatever it's called. So there's plenty of other jobs out there. There is. There's cafes that will take people on. There's library work that you could teach kids maybe how to do it, how to read the... Is it Brindles? I don't know what it's called. But you know, like the little how to read for blind people. There's plenty of things. There's plenty of options out there.
Why could I not? Like, say if I wanted to work at the Bank of Ireland or as the IT trainer, because I'm very good at the IT, for example.
Well, then what you do is you start advocating for people like yourself and maybe they'll change their policies.
Well...
Anyway, this isn't about whether Ed can or should get a job or not.
Sarah's bluntness. She's so blunt.
She is. But this isn't about Ed. This isn't about you, whether or not you get a job. From what we know from talking to Meg is not visually impaired. She doesn't have a disability. She just can't get... And let me put this to you, Sarah. How can someone that has three kids... and no baby daddy, how can they go out and work if they have to mind the kids? Like, not everybody has. I'm very lucky, we have grandparents to mind the kids. But what do you do if you've no support system in place?
100% that parent. Yeah, kids don't go to camp and you do things with them that are free.
Yeah, playground, you can go to the beach. Beaches. The beach there today is free.
Pack a picnic. Yeah. Like, you're going to be buying bread every week. Make a few jam sambos and out you go. That's a euro.
Jam sambos? What's this, the 1970s?
You know what I mean? The 1970s. Well, she's whinging
about money, though. You know what I'm trying to say? She's whinging about fucking money, so... I'm giving her the cheapest option there is. Water comes out of the tap. Do you know what I mean? There's no reason for her to be sitting around. Me and my kids used to get on our bikes, go down to the beach for the day.
It was great, and it's free, completely free. Okay, so Ed, why can't Megan's kids just do that? Just spend the summer either out playing ball in the field or cycling to the beach. Why can't they do that? Why does it need to be summer camps?
Because she probably wants them to mix with different kids. That's probably the answer.
So we have to pay for that though, Ed. So we're paying for her kids to socialise then.
Well,
you're saying it's a social thing. She wants her kids to socialise. So myself and Jeremy and Sarah and anybody else who's listening now who works and pays taxes, then we should fund that social life.
What harm will it do to you?
Harm to her pay pack.
Well, it's harm to my pay pack. That's money I could be paying for my own kids to do stuff. I would preferably pay for my own kids. I'd rather pay for stuff towards my own kids. Meg's kids aren't my problem.
Now, just before we move on to the next caller, Samantha has been back on, and I'm going to ask you again, will you please apologise for calling her an effing bitch? Okay, that was a no. That was him hanging up the phone.
It's a real man thing, isn't it? What is it with men?
That they won't apologise.
Yeah,
and women.
I think a woman is far more likely to swallow her pride and say, do you know what? I was wrong. I overreacted. I shouldn't have done it. But men, holy Jesus, what is wrong with you people?
Here's a man, Colm's name.
This is hilarious. I remember a day out or a trip to look forward to was getting on the bus and going into town with your ma or your nanny or whoever it was, and you kept your mouth shut, and if you were lucky you got a 99 ice cream while you were there. This is hilarious. Yes, things should be a little bit cheap, but taxes has everything high. And then also greed, profits, you know. I think that's what makes these things go square. Not just tax, it's greed and profit. So, and obviously you pay for what you get, quality services, trained people, you know, people that are certified to lead groups with kids and all that sort of thing. So, but this is hilarious. I don't think most people share that man's view, because you know, you put up or you shut up, and we all know that you work hard, you save money, and you get the things that you want in life.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here is Dave.
Hey lads, great show there as usual. Sorry, did that woman just say drink the water that comes out the tap? What sort of peasant drinks water out of a tap?
Oh, Jesus.
No, he's right, though.
Oh, no, we're not going down that road.
I
want to
do a topic on this. Who drinks water out of a tap? Do you know I have not drank tap water in about 20 years?
No, I don't really.
Oh, the bottled water I buy, I am very, very specific about the bottled water. Okay, can't have any of that Ballygown. Nope, don't want Ballygown. Wouldn't thank you for it. No, thank you.
Okay, the podcast is about drinking.
Can we do tomorrow something on people, the scum who drink tap water?
Yeah, that's tomorrow's
podcast.
Like,
it's all warm and gross and comes through taps. It's vile.
Okay.
Ooh.
So tomorrow's podcast, scum drinking out of taps. Okay. Let us go to Jay. How are you, Jay?
I have a filter on the mind. The water's crystal clear and ice cold.
Oh, but that's
gorgeous.
Filtered water. That's not tap water.
Good
I'm talking about...
Good counter water.
Yeah.
Good counter water.
No. Can't be having it. No, if anybody can... If I were dying of thirst and somebody came
sorry,
with
lads,
me with
can
tap
I just
water,
tell
I'd
you
rather
all,
die.
Can I just tell you all to shut the hell up? This is not a podcast about drinking water.
No, I really...
Water.
We need to address...
I don't care.
Scum drinking tap water. If you drink tap water, admit it. Because we want to talk to you. It's a breaking story. It's going to be an exclusive, by the way.
Okay, Jay, should your taxes go towards... because I know you're quite a socialist. You believe that we should be all helping each other out and paying for people who are less needy. So with your socialist hat on, are you happy for my taxes and your taxes and Casey's taxes to go on Meg's summer camps?
Why not? We fucking spend them on everything else. My question, why is there no father paying for this? Why are we paying out for single parents when there's two parents that takes two people to make a baby?
Because a lot of time, as you know from listening to this podcast, fathers, and I have a problem with this, that fathers don't pay any money. They're not fathers, they're just sperm donors. Fathers don't pay money, and the women, the mothers, don't pursue them in court. They say, I don't want their money. I don't want any money from them.
They shouldn't be getting any money off the statement, should they? But, me and Jamie, we're not all equal. I feel it for her. I mean, I remember my man, dad, not being out for us to go on all the things. But back then, we had great summer camps back in the good old days, Jamie. You remember that, the council estates, when you'd all get on the Dublin bus and off to Mosney for the day. You went on the summer project. Does anybody remember that?
I went to Mosney with the parish priest, believe it or not, on the summer project.
Yeah, you could go to summer project and it was £10, 20 minutes. So it was affordable back then. But what's wrong now? We all think we're millionaires and we all like to live like millionaires. So,
well, no, summer camps are just... No, the summer project is gone now, so...
They were great, they were. It didn't matter how much money you had. Everybody was treated the same. But we live in a society, Mr. Dixon, as you love, where we're all treated different. The more money you have, or the higher up the social status ladder you think you are, you know, if you live in a gay community. Oh, I must send you a picture, Jeremy. Can your kids jump into a swimming pool in your big private house, can they?
No, we were getting the swimming pool resurfaced at the moment.
Kids drink tap water, Jay. They drink tap water, for God's sake.
I must send you a picture of my kids in the lovely council house jumping from the dog box into a second big huge swimming pool.
Okay,
but
will you do me a favour? Tell them to say thanks, send me a thank you card.
We do. Every time we jump, they say, we get any thank you.
Yeah, Jeremy pay for that swimming pool in the house.
Every bit of it. And the council water that goes into it, because that comes out of the tap. And the kids are drinking that as well.
Yeah, so. Do you genuinely think we should be funding the next...
Your kids don't drink tap water, Jay.
Shut up about the tap water.
No, this is
tap water, Katie.
No, you can't. It's filtered is okay, but I'm talking about the scum who drinks straight from the tap, like into a glass. I can't
when you hold it up
that.
To the light, it's bits floating.
No, but it's
here.
Not even that. It's just it's warm and it's...
Sorry, get back to it.
It is warm.
Jay, can I ask you a question?
We need to talk about tap water.
It's boring.
It's not boring. It's the big issue of the week for me.
Why should my taxes go for Megan's kids to go to summer camp?
Why should my taxes go to a facility in Mozambique, an international fucking whatever you call it? We don't get to say where our taxes go. We've discussed this already. We give our money to them fucking gobshites up in that big house up there and expect them to do what's right. Okay, there's no problem spending millions and billions on other countries. I want a few quid spent on my country now, and on the people in my country that can't get jobs because of all the cheap labour that's coming in. It's getting harder and harder, by the way, to get certain jobs out because of cheap labour. Just so you know, you're all right, Mr. Dixon, but I'm lining up to take over your mic,
No.
That's the way it's going. So it's going to get harder and harder for people in certain estates, in certain working class areas that don't have a great level of education, that could only get the major local jobs as you like to look down on, Jeremy. You know, the truck drivers, taxi drivers, you know, road sweepers that used to be all Dublin lads. That's all changed now. It's getting harder and harder. So I want my taxes now to go and pay. But I wanted to go and pay a Chase Megan's fucking deadbeat father and kids. Get the money off him. There's no problem with the kids. Let's chase these deadbeat fathers and let's not give any you these women a penny if you don't put the father's name on the cert, because they all know who they're getting into bed with. And it goes for both of them, right? This is going to both of them.
And let's start a petition to ban tap water.
Oh, my, she's gone back to thanks, Jay. Bye bye. Bye bye.
I really have a Jay,
I'll send you my address later and get your kids to send me a thank you card, okay? Thanks for making my summer so great. Yeah, oh, there he wasn't.
Do you want to know something very interesting about tap water?
No, I literally don't.
If you bring in four different bottles of water tomorrow and put each in a glass. No, but if you did, I can tell you what each water is. That is no joke. I could tell you if it's Ballygown, Evian, Volvic, or...
So I use Ishka.
I don't like Ishka. It's the Aldi. No, the nicest one is Volvic or Evian.
Yeah,
tomorrow's podcast,
what's your favourite brand of water? I can hear it now. That's Jesus, Adrian goes away and the place falls apart. Water. We're literally talking about water. Anyway.
Tap water.
Yeah. Anyway, in answer to Meg's question.
It's like drinking toilet water. Would you drink out of a toilet?
Depends how many drinks I've had. I've done many, many things when I'm drunk, let me tell you. Oh. Anyway, in answer to Meg's question, there's not much support coming in for you, Meg, Edvard, who believes that you should be able to bring your kids to summer camp. The thing is, Meg, your kids are going to, and I agree, it's tough on them, but they're going to learn a harsh reality that there will always be people better off than you and there'll always be people worse off than you. And I take it back to the fella that I grew up with, one of my mates, who every single summer would fuck off to Corfu with his family while I was stuck going up to the summer project with the local parish priest.
Drinking tap water.
Swimming in a pool that had shite in it. Floating turds floating around. That was true. Mosney. So there are always going to be people who are going to have better things than you. And you need to be, your children need to learn to just get over it. In the same way, when I see a nicer car than mine on the road, I don't go get all upset. I just realise that some people do better than others. So, Meg, I hope your kids have a good summer. But as Katie said, if you want them to go on summer camps, what was it Katie said? Get a
job and pay for it, Meg. There you go. That's simple as that. Go get work and pay for it yourself.
You finished? And drink tap water.
No, don't drink tap water. No.
And don't use sun cream. That's the new thing now. Oh, I'll tell you about that later.
What? Who's not using sun cream?
Wait till you hear.
Not heard of melanoma?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway,
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify. Click the green bell and you'll get a notification on your phone the next time we post a new episode. And we will talk to you on the next one.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting, and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.